Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? It is Corey Vincent here with another episode of Video Game Bang. Back in your faces after a huge weekend we had at Wizard World Sacramento Comic Con. If you have not already, check out our last three episodes. We hit you with a three-peat. That means three in a row of recap. Each day we came home exhausted, kicked off our shoes, and had epic conversations about what we witnessed, the people we saw, and the guy who was there with me to my left, my co-host. You know him, you love him. If we were 90s grunge bands, he'd be Soundgarden, Aaron Carter.
I have never even heard Soundgarden.
It's okay.
What's up, everybody? Aaron Carter here.
Let's see. If he was also there all 3 days, check him out online. I don't know what I'm saying about Steve. His name is Steven Gutierrez.
What's going on, people?
And he would probably be Pearl Jam.
I accept that.
Congratulations.
I have never heard of Pearl Jam as well.
Pearl Jam?
Yeah. Pearl Jam.
That's how the singer says it.
Well, there you go. Even
through.
Does he say, do any of the groups say their band name in their songs?
All the time.
Oh, no. It's not rap. I'm sorry.
I mean, Two Chainz.
That's his just name. They're not bands, sir. How dare you?
They're one man bands. Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews?
I just call him Dave. I know him like that. You heard his voice.
Close of a relationship to just call him Dave.
Dave.
All of them.
The Dave. And he is also the Dave. David Andrew Ng, my best friend from childhood, joining us again.
Hello, everybody.
An occasional lover.
Did not know your middle name was Andrew.
It is.
Wow. I'm always dropping little fun facts.
Dan. Hmm?
Yeah, actually, I use that acronym all the time.
Wow.
I'm going to call you Dandrew.
Wow. Dandrew Ng?
He got Dandrew Ng. Shit got real.
Devandrew Ng?
He said, no, you do not.
So merge all of it.
Don't you ever call me that in your life.
I know, he kind of pulled out his shank.
Yeah, you'll find your tire slashed outside.
Wow.
Jesus. There's a lot of aggression with people that don't like their names. Like,
don't mess with
their
names.
There was somebody I knew named Kimber, but her middle name was Lee.
Kimberly.
Yeah, she would have the same reaction that David here had. Don't you ever call me. My name is Kimber, not Kimberly.
Quinte. David, if he was a 90s grunge band, he would be...
You're out of bands, aren't you?
Nirvana?
Nirvana. He'd be Nirvana.
Okay.
Damn, he got the good one, though.
Yeah.
That's the only one I could think of.
And I'm your host, Corey. I guess I'd be...
Creed.
The Crash Test Dummies.
Oh.
Who?
The Crash Test Dummies.
The cartoon?
No. Have you ever heard the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a...
The song... Mm-mm.
No.
No?
You're dead.
Yeah.
You talking about Hanson?
No, not Mbop.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There you go. You'd be Mbop. The Hansons.
Once
a coworker of mine, she loves the Hansons.
Who
got
into an accident.
Yeah.
You ever heard that song?
No.
I know that one.
Did the band get into an accident, too?
No? Nothing?
Nope.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, David got me. Well, we're flying without a net today, people, because due to some scheduling stuff and me being wiped and unprepared and working all day, we have no show notes. So we are going to let things fly. We're just going to be... This is a social experiment.
We're taking questions from the audience.
This reminds me of our first episode ever. You remember that, Aaron?
Yeah, I remember that.
No structure.
That was more of like... we don't know what to talk about at all.
You mean our first one ever, right? Not just the first one with a nerd reactor.
No, I mean the first one ever, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we just literally sat in a room, I think it was just me and Aaron.
Yep.
Hit play and talked for an hour.
And said, what do we talk about as soon as we hit play?
So that Zimmerman.
Yeah, ended up talking about the Zimmerman trial. And
Corey Monolith's death, right?
Yeah.
Was that the same day?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All that.
That was breaking news in your first episode.
Whole bunch of video game talking on that one.
That was our video game days, back when we only talked about video games. And if you've been listening to us since then, first of all, you're awesome. Second of all,
You're still awesome.
You're still awesome. So I guess we should plug Nerd Reactor at this point.
Yeah, we should. Definitely nerdreactor.com. Everybody check
nerdreactor.com. Go there. We got a lot of articles in the past couple days, all stemming from Wizard World. Mm-hmm. Jada has done a review of Dark Souls 2. If you've been interested in that one, go check it out. Jada did also a review, and we're going to talk about this one, the League of Legends team builder beta.
Yeah.
It's good.
I don't even know why it's a beta. I don't. They just might as well solidify it and make it a part of
the game. I'm
surprised
it took so long for them to do it, yeah.
5 years this game has been out. That's the slowest in development for everything.
I'm sure someone must have been calling for that a long time ago.
I called it the first day that I played the game.
And Titanfall's out.
And apparently getting stellar reviews all over the place.
Stellar reviews, and like a lot of people are, like, it's trending. Like, it's that kind of big. It was bigger than I expected.
Xbox was doing a bunch of giveaways today on Twitch for Titanfall. Like, you would watch specific Twitch streams, and then they would have giveaways where they could enter you in to get like an Xbox or other random free games.
One thing we didn't focus on when we were talking about going to digital downloads is the fact that it's gonna be way easier to give games away.
Yeah,
now you're just a code away,
or maybe just they can just, you know, stream it straight to you. Or not stream, but like give it straight to you without even...
Send it straight to your Xbox. Yeah, be like, oh, home, be like, that's oh, I got something to download.
Exactly, yeah. You got a little message in your Xbox Live account, and then boom, you're just downloading it
we
off the link.
We should think about doing giveaways like that, actually. That'd Steam giveaways
cool.
or something, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, stick it out. Yeah, stick around for that one, people. So let's start off talking about the Twitter that we have. Check us out at Video Game Bang. Lots of pictures from the Comic-Con. Lots of pictures coming forth to nerdreactor.com. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Give us some ratings. We check those every once in a while. And if we see a rating we like or that makes us laugh or that we giggle, we'll send you a message, try and get a hold of you, and send you an awesome VG beanie.
Yeah, we had actually when we went to the con... and I was talking to like Sacramento's Sacramento Access. What was it, like the president of that or something like that?
Public Access TV.
Yeah, the Public Access.
Yeah, it was but the guy in charge, Charles.
And also
Charles in charge.
Public Access Radio as well. I remember I was talking to him about the show and everything. He was like, "How long is your show?" It's like about an hour. I was like, "All right." He said, "Just you know, submit everything that you need to do, and then we'll." Put you on a little FM station or whatever. I looked into it, too, as well. You can record at their studios, or you can record here, you know, wherever you want to record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they just send them a tape?
You send an MP3.
No, and a cassette tape. It has to be a cassette tape.
Analog.
They'll slot you in, and they have, like, everybody, you know, that's interested slot in and everything. So that might be a new market we're reaching out to.
We might be doing that. Yeah,
FM radio.
Some FM radio!
Always wanted to be on the radio. So if we met you at Wizard World, it was awesome. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, check out the reviews. Facebook.com/video game bang bang. And now we're going to get into the news, people. We're done with the plugs. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, that's safe to say. I'll bring that up later.
So let's start talking about the League of Legends. So if you guys haven't been following the show, Aaron and I, mostly me, have been obsessed with League of Legends.
Uh-huh.
I think crack is a healthier hobby at this point.
My marriage is falling apart. Yeah, that's true.
You have like two credit cards.
Yep.
Your League credit card and your normal credit
card. And your League credit card.
And they're all maxed. They're all maxed out because of League.
So they created this new thing. One of the big problems, I'd say, or Aaron, I know, will say, is that when you join a League of Legends, when you get into a match, everyone has to. It's a free for all for who's going to pick what character and what lane they're going to be. It's whoever gets to it first, whoever calls it first.
It's whoever has the fastest connection and computer. That's pretty much what it is.
And it's kind of unfair. Like you get stuck playing characters you don't want to play or positions you don't want to play. But recently, they put out a beta called the Team Builder. And in this team builder, before you even enter matchmaking, you choose your character, you choose the lane you want to be in, and then you start matchmaking.
And that, to me, it should have been done day two of this game, you know? It just seems like it's a feature that would have been in consideration for a console as opposed to a PC.
Now, do you think, now this is where my, I don't have an opinion on either side of this, but I was thinking, is this reinforcing one of the things we dislike about the game, and that's the meta game, like being the same every time? So if we're choosing the same characters every time and going against the same people every time, Are we just reinforcing a boring, repetitive game, taking some of the spontaneity out of it, maybe?
I can say, I would think yes, but then I'd be like, well, this was the developer's idea as opposed to the people's idea. Because right now, following the meta is the people's idea. I mean, they build the characters, stronger or weaker and, you know, try to balance everything out. So everything is, you know, kind of on a flat plane or whatever. But people still just be like, oh, well, this person always has to go bottom. This person always has to go top and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. You're taking misfortune in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, we're boned.
Yeah.
Game
that's
over.
Exact, but that's people doing that. So yeah. if it's developer things, we can be like, well, that's developers, you know, fault. You know, I'm going to go away from the meta. I think it just seems like they can't win for nothing for me. Like
I'm glad you can recognize that. That's progress.
They have to do something more dramatic. This shouldn't have been a beta to me. This should have just been a feature in the game. They're probably going to take it away like they do the other. Did they take away Pentakill already?
Hexakill's gone.
Or Hexakill? Yeah. Like, come on. Well, why? It's a free-to-play game.
Did you already leave it?
Yeah, just leave it. You know, what is it hurting?
Hexakill was what?
6-on-6
instead of the standard 5-on-5.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just...
It just adds another player. That's all it's doing.
Essentially.
And they took that away. Why?
Exactly. Why? Did it cost them money to keep up or something like that?
I mean, it probably cost them money to develop it.
So far, what I've seen, the reviews on the team builder have been much more positive than the reviews I was reading on Hexakill. Hexakill was fun for us, I think, because we're not a-holes, meta a-holes. Uh-huh. But the rest of them who are really into the 5v5 would get into a match of 6v6 and lose and then be like, oh, this is bullshit.
The only problem I had with Hexakill was the lag issues.
There was, yeah. Two extra people might have been. So I think
a little too much pushing.
Maybe 5 is a sweet spot, but
that might also be a consequence of it being a beta, as they didn't dedicate very much server space or anything for it.
That's possible. And it's kind of like how I liked that in the same way I liked Halo's big team battle. Like,
oh, those were a lot of fun.
A lot of lag. But
yeah, but there's a lot of lag, but it was fun when you had too many people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got a lot of friends online and you need something to do with that extra person or two. And so Big Team Battle is perfect for that.
Sorry, everybody. I am sneezing up a storm out here that you can't hear.
He's got hay fever.
Yeah, it's bad out here in Sacramento.
That's
it's
when
windy.
You like black girls, isn't it?
Wow. Why do they hay fever? That makes no sense at all.
That was something fever.
That's jungle fever is what you're probably thinking about, you racist.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that like borderline
what?
Racist?
Oh my gosh.
Man. I don't think there's anything borderline about that.
So I think it's just flat outright racism. Let's call it what it is.
It's not racist.
Let's call it what it is.
I have a black friend.
Wow.
What was it said? There's nothing more racist than having one black friend. Having no black friends is somehow less racist than having one black
friend. It's just weird when they marry one of us. And they're like, oh, it's cool. I married one. I committed.
Oh, man.
I committed to one of you guys. I'm like, what? That's just, okay, I guess. Is that, guess we let him slide on the Ku Klux Klan meeting that they're having right now? If he's cool with it, I guess.
So the other thing, Titanfall launched finally. And it's out.
I have yet to read, actually, though, a full-blown review.
We've played it. We kind of have reviewed it on the show a lot, reading other people's reviews. I don't know.
But why is it getting this stellar review all around? Because we weren't that, blown away by it, so...
Maybe a little bit of the ka-ching going
and
around
that's,
there.
That's what I don't... I'm not just going to like everything.
Yeah.
And that's so... Because it's like other people are going to be playing this game.
We went to the con, so this might be a lot of people's first times listening. And if so, I'm very sorry that we weren't more prepared. And second of all, one thing I need to let you guys know, too, is that if we don't like something, we straight up say we don't like it. There's no dancing around it. We don't get paid for this podcast,
nope.
So there's no money things involved. So
give it to them straight.
We give it to you straight. We give it to you right the way you like it.
Because it just seems like for a game that's full price, doesn't seem like a full game to me.
The game shouldn't be full price. You're not getting a full game.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I wish that there was a single-player campaign or something going on in there.
Even if it was a half-hearted single-player campaign?
Something.
Like they just... Hey, here you go. Walk from point A to B. there it is.
The game's over. A little bit. With like some cutscenes. Because I remember when it was first coming out, they were trying to allude to this thing where, like, you were part of a rebel army and, like, your wife didn't want you to be in it, but you were going to do it anyway.
There was, like, a girl on the front.
They cut all of that out?
Like shooting the tank. No, I don't even know if you can be in there.
You just miss it. It's in there. It's in the multiplayer. You just miss all that.
They even had, like, main character, like, designs.
Oh, I don't know. I just remember their. I thought there was a campaign because in the beginning they have like a little tutorial, you know, like you're in this little mech room or whatever and you're trying to go out and or learn how to maneuver with your jump pack and then maneuver with the mech, shoot with the mech, and then, you know, and I thought that was all a part of the first actual mission, but then come to figure out that's just your basic tutorial.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the tutorial was even more interesting than I think. Some of the multiplayer, like I just want there to be something so bad, some substance, because they built such a beautiful engine. It looks awesome. It plays so smooth. But I want more than just multiplayer. I get burnt out on that.
Do you think maybe something new needs to arise then instead of just single player? Because everybody's doing multiplayer only because they want to have their game have longevity in it. They want you to play this till November.
Are you talking about the cooperative campaign kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe something counter co-op campaign would be just amazing, but nobody does that. Perfect Dark, I'm talking to you, come back.
Stay Dead. Just a different game. Close that game, Brink.
Brink was good with counter co-op. The game just wasn't good. That's the problem.
You got a point.
But something like that. Something new. I mean, all these IPs are just doing the same thing over and over again. I think something new. If they're not going to put single player in there, start experimenting with something.
I think you guys have been playing Sid Meier's a lot, right?
Oh yeah.
So Steven's really onto the Civilization. Of course, if you're listening to this, you got to know it's the free game on Xbox Live. So go download it until the 15th. Jump on there, jump on it, and get it because it's free.
It's dated, so you can tell like graphics aren't the best, but it's. That game is
also the Revolution games or the Civilization games are not really.
Yeah, they're not graphically,
designed to be graphically the best.
They're strategy games, right?
Yeah. You haven't played this yet, Aaron?
I literally turned it on today, watched the first opening cutscene, and fell asleep.
Wow.
Well, no, because I was trying to invite somebody to the room, but nobody was getting my invites.
He's
apparently,
at Steven.
I saw your text message like an hour later.
Yeah, when I woke up.
And then I read it, and I was like, "What the hell?" And then I look at my invites. There was nothing in there.
Yeah, something's wrong with your end. That's what that is.
No, it's always wrong with your end. You're just blame it on
everybody else. Gets
full
my
blown
invites.
Couples dispute going on.
Everybody
here.
Else gets my invites. Yeah,
pretty much.
So, David, how are you doing? You all right?
Wow,
I'm doing well.
How's the lady?
She's doing very well.
See, that's how friends act.
Wow.
You guys aren't acting like friends.
Really? Because me and Gunnar just had that same conversation before we started recording.
But it was off the air.
My
so
same
no
material.
That.
Things
no
that happen off the air don't exist.
Don't exist
reality.
In the world. Wow.
Not in this
we
podcast.
A new pocket
reality
whenever this starts. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I went on just to see if it had some type of co-op form, and it does.
It does, and I won't try it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like not really co-op, is it? Because you could stab each other in the back at any minute.
But see, it's like a giant.
I think it's
board game. Then
I don't know what the team's format is for it, because every game that I've played so far has all just been free for all.
Oh, I know.
Have you played it on the PC?
Take out Gandhi because he's a dick in that game.
Steven, have you played it on the PC?
What?
Have you played Civilization on the PC?
I don't play stuff.
He said, "What is this? What is this box you talk of?"
Yeah, what is this? PC.
PC.
Oh, man, it just
politically correct.
Same as politically correct. parental controls. It's just like what you're getting. It's just like the Minecraft thing. You're getting Civilization Lite, which is fun, I guess. But the full version on PC can get so much bigger, so much more tactical. There's more you can buy technology in this one, but you can straight up trade technology.
You can trade technology too in the Revolution one.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of stuff going on in the PC version. Like in the arcade version, you get access to different resources, but you don't really see how that affects things. Because like in the PC version, you get access to oil, and then you need to harvest oil so that you can build tanks.
I thought that Sid Meier's Revolution is on the PC as well?
I've tried that.
Or is it just Civilization on?
Civilization.
Okay, so I think Revolution, what they did was streamlined it for a console. Yeah,
exactly what they did.
Yeah.
But that's the play for the console type of people, because strategy games that I've seen.
Yeah, you can't put all that detail into a console.
The strategy, I think it would tear our friendships apart. If we got into a serious game of Civilization, Sid Meier's, there can only be one winner. It's really, really awesome.
I have to play it because I haven't played a real strategy game since like StarCraft 1.
You can do that because you can play a mobile phone game and it's the exact same thing. I think it was just laziness. It's probably what.
And to make it form fitting, because I think even with your fingers, like on a touchscreen, you can probably get better control over an RTS or top down than you could a controller.
The controller's
not that bad. I mean, it just probably takes longer.
Yeah, they're not really designed for RTS. I remember the first one that I can remember that they tried, StarCraft 1 on the Nintendo 64.
And they did it right?
No, they did it wrong.
Okay.
They did. That was terrible.
I was going to say, the one that got the best reviews, I think, for controls was Halo Wars? Halo Wars actually got pretty decent reviews.
Oh, yeah,
that was designed, though, for controls. For the consoles, that's why.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible, but I don't know if that genre of game is popular on the consoles.
Something that in-depth would be awesome. I actually pitched that to David. We should all get together and throw a LAN of some kind and do a Civilization and just do one sit-down. But it would just take, because of those turn-based ones, they just take so long.
There's nothing that you can, like, it doesn't.
Maybe when we finish the Dungeons and Dragons
game. Yeah.
It doesn't do it all at the same time? Like,
No, you take turns doing that stuff.
What in the world?
Yeah.
What in the world?
Sid Meier's, that's been his recipe. I remember back in the day, back when I had a dial-up connection, me and Aaron trying to, oh, not Aaron.
I was about to say, I've never played.
Me and David.
You
can
replace David.
You can't replace me.
Freudian slip. Me and David played Alpha Centauri over a over a dial-up connection.
That sounds extremely nerdy.
It was terrible.
Like, it's Civilization based in space.
Yeah, it's Civilization in space.
Now, do they?
And they even use that in the Revolution game.
Yeah, you can win by sending the colony to Alpha Centauri at the end of the game.
Wow. So, and then you just go and turn on your computer and start playing Alpha Centauri, pick up where you left off.
Where you left off.
And you just imagine.
Wow. That would be kind of cool. They don't do that. They do it with sports games where you can transfer college students onto like Madden and stuff like that.
They don't?
I'm saying they do okay, do that. Yeah, I'm saying what other games do they do stuff like that
anymore.
For?
No, they should. They need to do that more.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Wait, wouldn't that be like the Mass Effect style?
Kind of. Yeah, Mass Effect, your decisions carry over.
I'm so excited to start that trilogy.
Never played it?
No, he's played
it. I played the first two, and I just recently bought the third one, so I'm going
to
play through
back.
The whole thing.
Yeah, he's going
back. I'm
going
to start a brand new character and get it all going.
You are going to, at the end of it all...
We gotta go back.
You're gonna, at the end of it all, just be like, why did I do this?
I know, but I enjoy the first game a lot, so it'll be worth it just for that
the
part.
First game. Until I beat Benezia, then it got good.
It was
she
a good
kept
game.
Kicking my ass.
It was a good
that's,
game.
That's what made me hate it.
That covers everything I had on my schedule. Aaron, what are you looking at over there?
I'm looking at no female Doctor Doom in the Fantastic Four
Rebirth. And the Rebirth.
Rebirth. I was going to say Rebirth. And
the Rebirth. And Re-Ernie.
So all those
rebirth? That'd be painful.
All those speculations and everybody freaking out. Oh, it's female Doctor Doom. Nah, not gonna happen.
It's
everybody
messed up.
Was not a big Why deal not? To me.
Yeah, because we already established the character.
David, I know you have no issue with it being a woman, but would you have taken issue with it being an ex-flame of Mr. Fantastic?
No.
It'd make more sense.
Well, yeah. I know you were upset about them changing the origins of the heroes. So
I'm
that
upset
would be,
about them being born with powers now instead of like some kind of scientific accident or something.
But that's changing the origins. So wouldn't changing the origins of Doom's relationship with the team of being like an ex-lover, vengeful because he's with the Invisible... The invisible girl.
So how would you?
Well, I wouldn't mind them being ex-lovers, but you shouldn't have him vengeful, like a jealous ex-lover. That shouldn't be why.
Of course, it's going to be a jealous ex-lover.
What else would
it
should be?
It should still be something like, oh, because like he screwed me in the science project, and
screwed
like I got
somewhere.
Yeah.
I got scars on my face again, like the original
like
storyline.
What? Yeah, I can see it, but I can see that being a motivation. So like she's a jilted ex-lover. She tries to sabotage one of his science experiments and it goes wrong for her. And then boom, that's how she
gets her powers and her.
Exactly.
That's how she gets powers. That's how they all get powers, whatever.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that's how, I would just say that's her story, you know?
Okay.
That's just, I mean, if we had to do a female Doom, that's how I would see that playing out.
Just make her really pretty, and then when she gets jacked up in the science experiment, she's all hideous now. And now she wants her revenge because her face is jacked up. She's Two-Face.
That's terrible. That's terrible. They just need to stop messing with the core stories altogether, I think. I mean, if you do one very well, and it gets like rave reviews and it sticks true to the story, the original, there shouldn't be a reboot for another 10 years. That's what I think.
What do you think about that extended trailer? I know it was been out longer than we got to see it at Wizard World, but they did give us a nice big screen viewing of the new Spider-Man trailer, the one more in-depth with Jamie Foxx.
Interesting.
That dude's a good actor.
Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx is a really good actor.
Yeah, he has his roles. He has his moments, Ray.
Ray. He was pretty convincing as like the nerdy scientist guy. You didn't remember me?
Yeah, but let's see how convincing he is with a supervillain. That's the big thing, because you're going to spend most of the time as a supervillain fighting against, you know, Spider-Man. I don't know too much about Electro.
Has Jamie Foxx ever played a villain? I can't think of anything he's ever done where he's been a bad guy.
Was he on Horrible Bosses? Wasn't that him?
Yeah, but he wasn't a bad guy.
He
was the like go-to guy, right? Like the
What was his name, motherfucker?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
That was his name.
Oh.
They felt really awkward calling him that. They didn't go to the bar and be like, Mr. Motherfucker.
Oh, he was a contract killer, quote unquote. But
I don't know.
He wasn't.
I don't think he's ever played anything.
Yeah, and that's what I'm kind of worried about, because I don't know if his character can, like, if he can flip it to where I see him as a good bad guy.
I mean, Sony picked, I guess, at least an A-list actor to play this role.
And they have another super talented actor on the roster that they haven't shown, like, say, any lines that I've seen.
That's, Willem Dafoe?
Mr. Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah. Because he's not going to be, I don't think he's a major role in this.
You don't think so?
Nah, I think he comes in real quick and says, I'm the Rhino.
I got a horn on my head. And how did he get there? Turned into Little Nicky.
And then he leaves.
Your accent did. It's horrible.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a big.
Mask.
Maybe.
Gadget Hound, he's falling apart.
That's terrible. You guys have tight.
Let's just talk all about Little Nicky for a little while.
I like gelato.
That's terrible.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
That's terrible. Me and Gondor are clearly out of this.
You guys didn't see the movie? I've
never seen that movie.
I've seen bits and pieces.
Yeah, I'm in St.
Bernard's. The Deep Shelf.
It never seemed interesting to me.
It's an awesome movie.
Wow.
Go watch Mr. Beefy.
So, if you're still,
I think there's a couple movies me and Steven can go off on. I think that one and Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
If you're still with us and the Little Nicky lines that are skewing back and forth.
Oh, God.
Thank you for sticking around.
Well, we got a couple minutes maybe for one quickie. What little story we got? What's new in your life? Do you have a woman?
What?
Are you going on any dates recently?
Do you have a man?
No.
The mermaid never called you back?
No, she never called back. The mermaids never came.
Did Captain Jack call you back?
That guy is just weird.
He is awesome. He's into that character.
First of all,
Tell him a little bit about what we're talking about.
Yeah, there's Captain Jack when we went to the pre-party for
at a place Comic-Con, called the Dive Bar.
At the Dive Bar in Sacramento. He was there. He was around talking, taking pictures.
We were chatting it up with some mermaids.
Chatting it up with some mermaids.
Just like
as
a normal
well.
Bar.
At Comic-Con, we actually see the same Captain Jack, same outfit and everything. I don't think he showered.
All three days.
I think he was so into that role that he was like, pirates didn't really shower back then all the time. They were on the boat for, you know.
He didn't even win an award.
He didn't.
He should have.
He should have won.
I don't think he went out for it.
He's just like, oh, a line.
Yeah, and then he had his jar of dirt.
Everything's so weird.
He had his jar of dirt and he was pointing to it and everything. But, I mean, that guy was definitely dedicated. But I'm like, what else do you do the other 362 days of the year or whatever?
He's depressed.
Right, everybody. We're going to be back with more Video Game Bang. I swear, we're going to come up with some stories and we're going to fix this train. So check it out after these break.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. We are back. And I am Corey Vincent, leading you into the second half of Video Game Bang, the podcast where we like to get, we stay up all night to get lucky. Let's put it that way. Aaron. What?
On that issue, I saw on, what is it, Family Feud, the top reasons are the top things men will do to get laid.
Okay.
And one of them was die.
Die?
What?
I die.
Understand.
Yes.
It's, did a lot of people die not understand to get laid?
Yeah.
You're dead.
That's what it was. There
makes
was like
no sense.
Lie, cheat, steal.
Or die.
And then one of them was die.
No.
And I was like, are you crazy?
No one got it right.
No, that was the last one. Nobody
okay,
got it right.
Good.
All the men on the panel on both sides, they got the other ones. Every single other one.
Did, what's his name?
Steve
Harvey. Like, his eyes pop out. Like,
he was, yeah. No, he was excited because each time he was like, this is a man question. All the men are going to get this. And so he went to each guy and they got every
That's
single one
be
right.
So awkward though, because you're like there with your wife and your
yep.
kids.
And then when the last one was like up for grabs or whatever, the guy was like, you know, he said something stupid and he's like, your wife gave you that answer, didn't she? And he's like, yeah. He was wrong.
Terrible.
So, did any of you guys catch that viral video that was going around where they were trying to sell you on a hoverboard?
I saw it, but that's not, yeah.
They tagged Back to the Future.
They had Doc in it.
Marty.
They had
Marty.
They had Tony Hawk in it. They got T.O. to be in it, Terrell
yeah.
Owens.
Because he's got no other work to do.
Pretty much, yeah. What is he doing?
Cars Jr. commercials.
He's not catching balls anymore.
Commercials.
Gross.
Did you guys buy it for a second?
Not one second. No,
I was skeptical mainly because of that screen at the beginning that was like, this is completely 100% real, and I kept waiting for like it to say this is just a stunt or something.
We can barely get our healthcare websites up and running. We got hoverboards all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's stop that.
They had a full-blown website. They really tried to sell everybody on the lie, but, you know, the internet being the internet ate through it extremely fast.
Exactly.
And it ended up that Funny or Die was behind the whole thing.
And, I mean, they tried. That's nice, you know. But we still can't get a Veronica Mars movie, everybody. Come on.
Isn't it coming?
Yeah, not now, though. It's not now.
I think they're filming
it. You want it,
though,
right now?
I want it right now.
Okay.
Right now.
They might even have a trailer for that.
Really?
I think you can go to Nerd Reactor and try and win a giveaway of some Veronica Mars swag, like some hats
really?
And stuff.
I was going to say, what?
Did you really watch Veronica Mars?
Not one episode.
Okay. Thank God.
But I do think that, what's her name, is
Kristen
hot.
Kristen Bell. Yeah,
Kristen Bell is hot.
Let's see. Aaron recently wrote a review. We got to advance screen 100 Reasons to Watch CW's The 100. That was the name of Aaron's article.
Should have been called The 100.
The 100?
Yep.
The 100?
They kept it 100. That should have been the name of the article. Damn it.
Keep it 100?
Kept it 100.
The 100 is coming out on the CW.
Forget everything I said up to this point and rename it.
Crazy premise. People nuked each other on Earth, had to go up live in a space station for 100 years.
But isn't that crazy?
Resources, have to come back down.
Is it that crazy of a premise? How many times have we seen that premise? Nuclear apocalypse.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I discussed that even in the article.
But it's not far-fetched.
Yeah.
Are we going to go live on Elysium?
Yeah. I don't
no,
think,
oh, no, no. I'm talking about nuclear freaking
oh, nuclear blown fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Fallout. There
I'm,
you go.
I'm a worried about the sun.
What?
Because when that thing blows out, we're all dead.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Is that terrible? Because nobody knew what you were talking about.
That's why my friends call me Whiskers. Come on.
What movie is that?
It's not a movie. Saturday Night Live. You guys never seen that?
No.
I don't watch a lot of Saturday Night Live.
Will Ferrell is... Okay.
Terrible. Continue.
Somebody's crazy.
If someone knows what I'm talking about...
Go check out the article, everybody.
Send me a wink and a smile. I am smiling.
Wow.
Let's see.
I know that one.
That's, you got that one?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's
said
called
it,
Black Dynamite?
You said it so white,
I thought
too.
It was just Michael Jai White.
I am smiling.
I am smiling.
To keep going off of, you know, topics, but... If you have the internet, which you're listening to us, go check out YouTube video Rufio's fight redone in modern times with the original actor.
Really?
Yes,
that?
He redid it, shot for shot, scene for scene, and everything. Just it's him, and everybody else that you know was in the movie is not there, but he's doing. He has a Rufio costume on and everything. Amazing.
Who is he fighting?
He fights Dustin Hoffman lookalike. That's who he fights. But it's good. It's a website apparently that does remakes or reshots of these classic movies with one of the actors.
Wow.
That's actually pretty awesome.
So it's like a Tosh.0.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool because it's like he... You know, if you haven't seen Hook, sorry for the spoiler, he gets stabbed.
Wow, the movie's been out since before I was born, I'm pretty sure.
He gets stabbed. And you know when he falls down, he's like, if I only had one wish, I wish you were my dad. The actor does the whole line and everything. And
oh, like, are you serious?
Yeah, it's but it's in somebody's driveway. Like literally, the whole thing is done in somebody's driveway.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then you'll check it out. Sorry to go off, but that had to be said.
We were talking about viral videos and Funny or Die. Did you see the Zach Galifianakis had Barack Obama on Between Two Ferns?
I saw the thumbnail for it, but I didn't get to actually see the full clip.
It's worth a watch.
They mentioned it on Nightly News tonight.
He's got to be the most media like exposed president we've had.
Yep.
Any president FDR. That would go on
FDR.
FDR?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't alive during it.
He went on the FDR went on the internet?
Yeah. Well, the internet back then was the radio. So yes. Yeah. He went on the radio all the time.
Okay. Because I'm like, every other president during my lifetime,
no, but
I barely saw.
It's like, but him being on Funny or Die, it's kind of like FDR like going to
Comedy Bang Bang back there.
Yeah, going to some sort of comedy show and heckling or something. It was crazy.
But FDR went to a lot of shows with the Rat Pack, right?
What?
No, I'm thinking of JFK, excuse
You're
me.
You're thinking about okay. way okay. different time periods.
Okay. JFK, sorry, everybody.
It was in your lifetime. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Wow. Me and George Washington used to go and catch a theater flick once in a while.
Old man Aaron. What else we got?
The new Gotham. Washington? Yeah, George Washington, the very first president.
That's terrible.
The new Gotham. They casted a child, Bruce Wayne.
And a child, Selena Kyle.
Why?
Who looks like Michelle Pfeiffer. I don't know, but I don't know what's their role really going to be because this is supposed to round.
It's probably just going to be a cameo.
I assume they'll do a cameo thing for like an episode or two and then focus on the other characters.
But are they really that good to go for a full. Like when you think of a TV show, you think it's going more than one season, correct?
Sometimes.
I mean, you don't just be like, oh, this is a one season thing and it's done. Like if they said,
I wish more shows would do that.
Like a miniseries?
One season and done?
Yeah, one season and done because that means you have like a set plot and you have a conclusion to your plot and you're not just going to drag it out
Imagine
forever.
Imagine if Heroes did that. It would be a legendary show today.
It would be the most legendary
show. Yeah, exactly.
Show.
See, Heroes Instead and Lost of, are like the ideal examples of dragging things out.
But we're Americans. We want to make money, so we have to drag it on. Actually, during one of the panels, remember Mr. Golden said he hates the idea of the never-ending story. And that's pretty much what we're talking about. That's what TV shows go in. You know, they don't really have a beginning, middle, and end. They have a beginning, middle, and then we'll end it seven seasons later.
Not going to lie, I totally misconstrued that whole. I thought he didn't like the movie.
The movie, The Never-Ending Story. Steven wanted to raise his hand. Sir, The Never-Ending Story was a good movie.
It's a classic film. Like, Falcon is going to kick your ass one day. You son of a...
But they think that way. Because if you read or if you watch Japanese animes, they'll have like one season.
That's exactly why I love watching those.
And they're awesome.
But they always leave them on like something else could happen. And
what about Baccano?
Pisses me off. Well, Baccano was just good in general.
One season or like one and a half season.
That was like one of the only ones that ever fully come to a close.
But we don't really do that as Americans. I was upset with the Alphas TV show.
Oh my God.
They end that whole series with them all like just dropping dead. Like
well,
big
you don't
climax,
even know.
You don't
That's
even
the
know.
Thing.
Yeah.
You don't know if they're dead, but they all drop except for the one autistic kid.
And then they cancel the show.
And then it gets axed.
So you're just
I've
left,
heard about this.
You're just like left. Like what? Like I need. Are they okay? Did they make their train? Did they make the train?
Like oh man, like you don't even. So there's so much potential
with this Gotham thing, and it's you know Jim Gordon's story or whatever. I liked
Officer Jim Dangle.
I liked. Batman Year One, that was good. Surrounded, Mr. Gordon.
Bryan Cranston needs to be Jim Gordon.
Bryan Cranston does need to be, you know, but he'd probably be selling, like, meth throughout the episodes or something as well.
and people will watch him.
But the thing that I noticed that was missing was there were no interesting villains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
it was all the mob, right? It was everything against the mob.
Yeah, but unless Scorsese's writing this, I don't think they're going to make the mob that interesting. It's Fox, first of all. What major shows are on Fox right now
they're
that you guys
give
can think of?
Jim Gordon superpowers.
Exactly. So we're going to have musicals in the middle of Gotham the whole time.
So, it's going to be a baby around there somewhere.
And then they just said they hinted towards a Two-Face and Riddler Joker, Riddler, and Two-Face hinted in the synopsis for the
Gotham. They're better than to do Two-Face as a villain already.
No, he's not going to be. You know, it's just going to be Harvey, and he's going to be Mr. White, Shining Knight, you know. Or he could be Billy Dee Williams, if anybody knows.
What about Billy Dee?
Billy Dee Williams was Harvey Dent in one of the Batman movies.
That's right.
He might come back. But I don't know what they're going to do with Joker, because there was no Joker. Maybe they'll do a Red Hood thing. Nobody knows him.
I don't know.
All right, know who the Red Hood is. Well, we know who he is, but would they? Could they do the Joker without Batman?
Like I said, he's the Red Hood before he was a Joker. And one of the storylines, he has different ones, but he was just another villain. But I don't think they're going to do costumed villains. They're going to just go with Falcone and
reimagining the characters like Penguin or something.
Yeah, I would see them do like reimagining things, and then I think that what they're probably trying to do is recreate Smallville for Batman.
But that's
and then like they'll just do it like over seasons as it's more popular, and then eventually they'll end it with like Gordon being like the police chief and Batman starting to show up.
You know what I would rather
end the show.
There's the comic book series.
And then CW buys Batman and does the TV show good, right?
There's the Gotham PD series, comic book series, where it focuses on Gordon and his police squad or whatever.
Okay.
Aren't they all like crooked?
Well, I want to say, I didn't get to read it, but I want to say they're like, he took, you know, kind of borderline, you know, cops and like turned them, you know, that walk that line of the law like Batman does. Because Batman, you know, for all accounts, is a vigilante. He's breaking the law constantly.
Yes.
So he took cops kind of like that. That'd be cool with, you know, that type of stuff. But I heard that series was pretty good in the comic book form. Why don't we just translate that into a TV series? You know, have Batman kind of as a background character. They have to live in this world that Batman has created, you know, with the supervillains and stuff like that. How did the regular normal cops deal with these hypervillains that aren't just regular bank robbers? They're putting up Christmas boxes in children's hospitals that'll blow up with gas that'll spread across the city and stuff like that.
That'd be going towards Marvel's S.H.I.E.L.D. style.
Well, yeah.
And then, I don't know, it still might be kind of difficult.
That's the only way I can see this. This whole prequel for Gordon before Batman's even, you know, thought of, because the Waynes still are around. They haven't gone to the movie theater yet and got shot.
That should be in the pilot.
Oh, well, you know what they... no.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, they can try to do it, focus on, like, some of the parents' stuff, like, why they get... Huh? It was just a random robber, right?
Yeah,
Chill. Yeah, it's supposed to just be a random thing.
I guess.
So that's why I'm like, either do it that way.
Conspiracy around it.
Or my original idea was, you know, focus on Bruce Wayne and his travels around the world to becoming Batman. And then your final seventh season, he finally becomes Batman.
Right?
Seven seasons in a movie. That's what I'm going for. Seven seasons? Oh, heck yeah. If I'm writing it, it's going seven seasons. Seven seasons in a movie. That's what it is. Terrible.
Is that the name of your show?
Yep, that's the name of every one of my shows. Like a new pitch for a new series called Six Seasons in a Movie.
I thought it was seven.
No, I have different movies, different series all in the works. Seven Seasons in a Movie, I'm already done writing that one.
Seven Seasons in a Movie, the movie version?
Yes, exactly.
Now, Aaron, did you read this full article? It was on another video game website, Kotaku, and it was about Peter Molyneux, called The Man Who Promised Too Much. Did you read the entire thing?
No, I read up to the part where he cried, and I was like, well, that's just what he does.
Gamers out there, you must already be aware, in the know of Peter Molyneux, and apparently he's at it again. Peter Molyneux sat down with somebody with Kotaku and did an interview about the new game Goddess. I have not heard of this game. Have you?
I have not heard of this game either, but I'm sure Peter wants to tell us about it.
He said, if I ask people to be interested in my game, my newest game, Goddess, if there's one reason for them to be interested, he says, breaking into tears, it's that I could not do anything that would not make my son proud.
What?
Molyneux pauses, sniffles. His voice is cracking.
So now you want our sympathy, you bastard?
Part of me wants to give him a hug. Another part of me wonders if he's just putting on a show.
That seems like one of those bums that are on the corner with a sign in their hand. Buy my game, please. That's what it seems like he's doing
now. Is this like his actual physical son, or is this like the digital version of his son that he has in the Kinect
in Fable,
world?
Yeah. His son in Fable. That's what it is.
That was the most biggest BS video for
Kinect. No, he didn't want to say anything about the game.
I guess, no. He said,
was it Milo?
He's on the same level as Michael Bay right now. Because they just asked him, what is your game about, right? Or why should we buy your game?
Pretty much.
And you cry and say because...
So I can give my son a hug.
I don't want to make a game that my son would not like.
And the name is Goddess, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that... Because it's not like Goddess.
No,
like,
it's you like got us.
Go got us.
Goddess. He tricked us again. That's,
yeah. That's exactly what he's going to say. Exactly. He buries his hands and is, you know, crying. Gotcha. And then the guy's like, fine, I'll buy one. He goes, Goddess.
Goddess. Is a DLC. Gotcha
again, bitch.
Wow.
I'm just glad he's not taking a franchise that I like and ruining it.
You don't think he should do the next Gears?
I don't mind if he does Gears. I haven't played Gears in a while.
He took over Halo. That's what
no, God, no, please, no.
He promises a lot. He's probably going to deliver on the tears at least. So I'm excited for Goddess, everybody. I'm excited for it. See what he got. See what you got.
What I wanted to also talk about here is we got some video game releases coming up, some big ones, and these come to us courtesy of Steven. He brought us a printout. It's really convenient. I applaud you, sir.
You're welcome.
Wow, actually thinking ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's see. The big one we have coming out, and it's coming out in about 7 days, a week from now, Metal Gear 5 Ground Zeroes finally hitting shelves, people.
Yay!
Not interested.
Wow, so the one game Steven is excited for... You're going to turn around and shit on.
What am I? I'm not going to take a crap on it. I'm just not interested. Why would I be? I mean, I wouldn't say why would I be interested, but it's just.
It looks like it's going to be a solid game and it's cheap. Is that like a play on
Metal Gear Solid? That was.
It looks like a Metal Gear Solid game.
It's coming it's low out, price, you said?
If you buy the digital version, it's like $20 less or something.
Really?
Yeah, because it's already a cheaper game, I think, right? Steven, isn't it like full retail going to be $45?
No, I think it's cheaper than that.
And I think download
it's like $29, $39 or
that's
something.
That's not bad then.
Yeah. And your information carries over to the next game.
Okay, that's what it is. This isn't the full
game. So this is like an expansion game.
Yeah, okay.
But it's like the open world. It's like getting you.
It's open world.
So it's open world?
Yeah, it's open world. It's like RPG style pretty much. Metal Gear Solid has not made a game like this before.
Multiplayer?
I don't know if there's multiplayer.
No, I don't think it is.
No co-op stuff?
Well, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I need to start developing video games.
I'd be a monkey's uncle.
I need to start developing video games.
You should get on that.
Well, you know, we have an outlet here.
Well, you tell you the truth, the technical side just, it's...
You are not very technical.
No. I've tried to sit down and learn C++.
Yeah, and good stuff.
I might as well just drill my own teeth.
Yeah. It's just
you should have Laura teach you.
Next story. Next one.
Terrible. Let's see. Also coming out for the 360... Yaiba Ninja Gaiden Z.
It's the zombie one.
It's a mouthful.
One.
Yeah. It's the zombie one, huh?
Yeah, it's like...
Tell me more.
Because you have no idea what that's about. That's sad.
I know everything. I host a video game podcast. Shows. I know everything.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
You sons of... I know everything.
Corey Vincent, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Ninja Gaiden with zombies. That's what the Z stands for.
Next. That's terrible.
No, why'd you guys... I think I was a scapegoat. Does anybody really know solid details about this game?
I've never heard of this thing before.
See? David, what an idiot.
It's wild. Way to deflect.
Let's dogpile.
Way to deflect.
What a jerk.
You probably like that in elementary, weren't you?
You're a ninja who finds a unicorn.
That's terrible.
And the unicorn helps you kill zombies.
This better not be real. You're kidding.
Wow.
He's lying. He's lined up.
You see, and Gondo doesn't know anything about the goddamn game.
I knew he was lying the whole time.
All you need to know is that they wouldn't put out this game that their son wouldn't be proud of.
Wow. Oh, and I have the retail value. You're an idiot. Metal Gear 5 is going to be $30, and Ninja Gaiden Z is going to be $60. Metal Gear is taking a step in the right direction. They realize that this they could have easily charged full price, probably.
But that's not a full game, though.
Who cares?
Neither is Titanfall.
Titanfall's not a full game.
Yeah,
they're just claiming it is.
But it's just it's a difference because this one is like an arcade game that's coming out before the big game. So that's why
I think they could have gotten away with it if they really wanted to.
That would be a travesty.
It would have, but I think they're cool and they didn't do it that way.
Yeah, I would say that the lower price is to their credit, but I would also question and wait to see like what the gameplay and how many hours there are when it comes out.
Yeah.
We discussed Titanfall already, and the other big one that came out is Dark Souls 2. That one has a wabid following.
A wabid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very wabid.
A waskooly wabid.
Wee-wee-wee-wee wabid.
Like getting frustrated all the damn time.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the most difficult game in the world.
I'm looking forward to reading Jada's review, actually.
Jada wrote a review, yeah. She had it at least a week in advance.
Yeah, at least.
Some of the perks of the position.
I guess. What position would that be, Aaron?
I don't even want to say.
Let's see. Coming out on the PS4, we have Putty Squad.
Is that a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger thing?
You know what?
That would be awesome.
You just made a game right there. They're probably working on it right now.
You got to hit the Z.
Oh, my gosh. No, you actually play as the putties.
Oh, that would be terrible. Yeah. Don't get punched in the chest.
That would be awesome.
Every time you punch, you get a certain amount of hits on the Power Ranger. You get the super putty with the...
You see what they do.
And then they bust out the weapons and you just die.
See what putties do in their off time when they're not fighting Power Rangers all the time.
They sit in a drawer.
Talking about Rita.
That's terrible.
Rita's a bitch. He's just a whore.
Then you finally get called just to get beat up.
PS3 has a launch of Putty Squad as well.
All right.
$20. And
is Putty Squad coming out for the Xbox?
No.
Oh, it's an exclusive then.
PS exclusive, people.
Exclusive. Exclusive. Shmooshiv. That's probably a time. It'll come out in a couple of months or something. If it does well.
This other one, I'm gonna butcher the name. I'm gonna tell you right now. Tellier, Esha, and Loggy.
Oh God, let me see.
Yeah, because ADS. I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea.
It must be Japanese.
Give it to the guru over here. The guru.
He's going to be like, it's actually...
He's studying.
Telekinrico.
I see the sweat.
That's what I was thinking it was going to be, actually.
No, it's not our Telekinrico.
I've seen
anymore.
That game. I don't know how to pronounce it. Something Japanese.
Something with a T.
This is the Japanese.
Yeah, I have no idea even where it's on the page. Oh, Atelier Esha Alagi.
Choose a better title.
Atelier Esha
Putty Squad.
Translate it to something better. What else is good coming out, though? That's like this week.
Not a goddamn thing.
We said this 17 episodes ago. We're in a drought, people, of video games.
I looked down those lists, and the next big title that I recognized was like Watch Dogs.
And that's not coming out until next year.
No, it has an official date, I thought. April 27th, I want
to
say.
I'm not excited for that either,
right next to that? Actually, that's kind of old.
No, it has an official date. Watch Dogs is actually going to happen. But unlike my prediction for Watch Dogs is unlike South Park, I don't think it's going to quite live up to the hype and expectations.
I don't think so.
For a game being delayed so many times.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't understand why we're not. I could be just too harsh, but I don't understand why people aren't more harsh about these release titles. We're in a new generation of consoles, and they're softballing us with all these things. Like, come on, guys. When you have to look far down the list to see what big is coming out, and then you see one title?
Yeah, because that's how many months now since the release?
Yeah, that's, 7 months?
I'm sorry, everybody, it was May 27th. May 27th for the
8 months
screaming at the podcast right now.
It's coming out on May!
Like, May 27th.
On the bright side, Aaron, FIFA World Cup 2014 Brazil. Brazil.
Not excited
next
about
month,
that.
We're not getting Brazil game.
Because the FIFA World
why
Cup editions are only the countries. They're only the countries. They're
so you only play as Brazil?
No, you play as you only play as the big countries. Because what it does is it focuses on that tournament. Uh-oh. So they take out all the regular teams, so you're not getting
MLS.
Wasn't
that DLC for FIFA 13?
Yeah. So it's All-Star Edition.
It should just come in the game, honestly.
It should just come in the game, but for some reason they change the names. They'll call it World Championship. In the game. So whenever your character, if you make a character in the game, you'll see, you got picked to play for, represent the U.S. Squad in the World Championship instead of just saying the World Cup. Like, that makes no sense at all. But this is their way to get a little extra dough out of you. They'll get people.
Is it a full price game as well?
Full price. It has always been a full price game.
We need to take
game.
A stand. If you're listening to this podcast, let's take a stand.
No, EA used to do some...
Stand with video games.
Before game, I was into soccer, EA used to do some really raunchy stuff. So they would have your FIFA title... They would have your World Cup title every 4 years. All these are full price. And then they would have your UEFA Champions League title. That's only European club teams.
Wow.
So they wouldn't even license the rest of the world to be in this game. They would give you literally 50 teams maybe, as opposed to their, 100-something plus that they put in FIFA, and they would charge you full price. And I'd be like, that is the most. They finally got rid of the UEFA Champions League one.
Can you imagine if they did that with American football?
The people would be pissed. But, I mean,
you can get the AFC in this game.
Like, but you have to buy the other or download the other one for the NFC. Yeah, that's pretty much the equivalent, yeah. And they would charge you full price for that stuff. This was before I was into, you know, soccer. So if I was into it back then, I probably would have just been like, you know.
So you didn't know any better.
I wouldn't know any better, yeah. But what's crazy is FIFA, there's, like I said, the Champions League game that they used to put out. FIFA, the regular series, had all those teams in them. Every single one of those teams. And with the introduction of tournament mode, where you can create your own tournament, you can basically make that game inside FIFA. So there was no reason to buy, you know, Champions League. But it's, I guess, for the unique dialogue that the commentators would give you.
Nah.
But
it'd take a lot more than that.
And I think I just saw, like, on the trailer for the new FIFA that they added one more language now. Because now they have French, Spanish, and English for commentating. And I think now they added...
Tagalog?
No. Crap, what do they add? What are the languages out there?
Mandarin.
Chinese, maybe? Maybe, I don't know.
Cantonese.
What'd you say already?
I said French, English, and Spanish.
English?
Italian?
Italian, maybe, yeah, for Serie A.
German?
Or was it German?
German?
Russian?
No, it wasn't Russian. Nobody likes Russian.
Wow.
Is that a thing that you just like, it's based on whatever country you're playing in then, or they say it?
That's what I do. Whenever I play whenever my character gets switched to, like, if I start to play in France, I'll switch the
so you have to go and do that yourself. That's not even like a setting.
No, but that's a smart idea, and now they've stolen it, Gondo. Thank you. But
I just feel like they should be doing that anyway.
We're dropping into the very depths of the end of our show. Just want to thank you all for listening. If you've liked what you've heard, like us on Facebook.
We're way more structured in our previous show. Go listen to the archives.
Yeah, check out the archives. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/videogamebangbang. You can check us out on Twitter at @videogamebang. David, our Tumblr man. What's the Tumblr? I don't know why I can't remember it.
Videogamebangbang.tumblr.com.
Check it out. David manages it himself. You want to send him some dick pics if you just want to.
Bro.
Please do not.
Oh, I was going to say, are you going to finish that? Please. Yes,
please.
Please.
Please send me those. No.
Coming soon, the YouTube channel.
We're going to have a YouTube. We're going to make a YouTubes pretty soon.
That'll be The Video Game Bang.
The Video Game Bang, yeah. YouTube. iTunes, Stitcher, the Zune Marketplace, people. Yeah, I mean, yay. This show is big time.
All three of those Zune listeners. And they're like, woo, they got us on the show.
And while talking about ending the show, I really am curious. Aaron, is there a lady in your life? You've been acting different recently.
What do you mean? It's probably exhaustion.
We circled back around to
Aaron's
love life. I have
no idea.
I was just bored. Steven, you have anyone you're talking to?
No, I don't.
Because apparently
no, I don't.
Over here, he wants to be talk show host.
I know,
Oprah,
he does. Yeah. You know how it's
saying. Let's talk about love, guys. Have you ever just thought about, let's just talk about love.
We did a whole show on that, didn't we know?
Yeah, that was so long ago.
Wow.
It was like a month ago.
Yeah. Sure was a month ago.
It was like a full month ago.
There's a special lady out there.
Oh.
Your mother.
Exactly. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, Mom,
happy
shout
birthday.
Out. Yeah. Hey, Aaron's mom. It's been a while since I've...
Wow, how dare you. How dare you.
Happy birthday, Miss Carter.
My coworker gave me crap about it because I didn't know how old she was.
I don't know how old my mom is.
Yeah, that's fair.
You see? I think that's a guy thing.
I think I can.
That is a guy thing.
I think I know her birth date, so I could calculate it probably.
Yeah, that's where I was at too. So I was like, yay, that's good enough for me.
Tweet us your mom's birthday, and
we'll give her a shout out on our podcast.
We will give your mom a shout out on our
birthday
podcast.
Shout outs.
That is horrible.
Is that what we're gonna say? Like, is that what we're degraded to? Birthday shout out.
Bona Jams 09's mom's birthday today. All right, Bona Jams, Mrs. Bona Jams. Thank you for listening.
Yes. That's awful.
This guy I played League with last night. I think I've seen this tag before, but his name is Pussy Slayer.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Wow, he must be really notorious in
it.
Both of you.
I want to see his freaking. I want to see this guy. He's
Pussy
probably
Slayer
the
1919.
Could be a 15-year-old girl.
Either. I was thinking like an 8-year-old, you know, or something.
Something, hey.
Of course your pedophile mind would go straight to the 8-year-old.
Wow. Terrible.
Yeah, you're a pedophile. Disturbing.
It is disturbing. I didn't say boy toucher 69 or something like that.
If he's an 8-year-old boy named Pussy Slayer, he could be a serial killer. Just killing animals is his start. Yeah.
He's like, what Pussy Slayer? I think he said slanger.
I murder cats.
Yeah, exactly.
I shot a cat.
That's so terrible, because he probably is on SVU right now, people. That's terrible.
That's awful. Guys.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Video Game Bang. This is just us hanging out, broing it up, a little bro session. David?
Yeah.
Do you have any last words, someone you want to thank?
The last words, you're going to kill him?
Do you have any last words before you die?
Wow. No, I'm okay for today. Thank you.
You want to give a shout out to your lady?
No, I did that last time.
Oh, wow.
You did that last time.
He's so technical with everything. No. Calculated it was been 12 hours since I've done that, so no, I'm good.
I've only partitioned time to save her one shout out every 3 months. All right, everybody. We hope you enjoy the show. Check it out. We love you, and we'll see you on the internet.